Almighty Father, we thank you this morning. We exhort you, for you are the Lord, you will never change. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace, O Lord. We honor you, Father. You are worthy to be praised. We exhort you. Thank you, righteous Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We lift up your name, O Lord. We say you are God and you are God alone. Thank you, righteous Father. You are the Lord and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. We bless your name, O Lord. We bow before you. We lay our crown before you, Lord. And we say, Father, you are worthy. You are faithful. You are righteous. You are a great God. Thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies that are new every morning. For great is your faithfulness. For great is your name, O Lord. We bow to you. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Thursday, the 4th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. Honor him for his mercy. Honor him for his grace upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare this morning that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I raise up the banner of the Lord upon me upon this day today. The Lord go before me. In the name of Jesus, as I go today, I go in the strength of the Lord. I go in the might of the Spirit of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you this day. You will not abhor evil for me. I speak to you this day. You are a day that the Lord has made for me. I stand in you and I rejoice. I speak to you this day. You will yield to me the blessing that is in you. In the name of Jesus. This day, you align with the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that blessing is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil word that is programmed into this day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I program blessing into my day. I program victory into my day. In the name of Jesus, this day, you are not a continuation of evil. You are not a continuation of my past mistake. Oh, I will not walk in error, for I am led by the Spirit of the Lord. I stand on the word of the Lord. I declare that this day, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Oh, as I go through this day, I carry the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I legislate blessing upon my life this day. I cancel every evil that is programmed into this day. I cancel you in the name of Jesus. I stand on the blood of Jesus. I cancel every demonic schedule, every demonic arrangement, every demonic expression in this day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Every demonic arrangement from the dream, I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. You will not stand in the name of Jesus. I pull down every evil altar that is standing against me in this day. I raise the altar of the Lord. I raise the altar of peace. I raise the altar of praise. I raise the altar of joy in my day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil agenda of the enemy by the blood of Jesus. I overturn every demonic arrangement with this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, I cancel every evil expression that is in you this day. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. Oh, I am secured by the blood of Jesus. I am secured in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the hand of the Lord that the grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare I will not walk in darkness. Any form of darkness, darkness that I cannot divine, will have no place in my day. For the light of God shine upon me. He has said in his word that though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon my life. I carry the light of God, the light that shines in darkness and darkness cannot overcome. The light of God shine upon me. My seat is not in the place of darkness, not in the place of death, not in the corners of sickness and infirmity, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly place. places. The light of God shine upon me in the name of Jesus. I possess the gate of blessings of today in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for me as I go today. The mercy of the Lord speak for me anywhere I go. Father, your mercy speak for me in the name of Jesus. Anywhere I stand, oh, that the mercy of the Lord be my guide. The mercy of the Lord speak for me anywhere my name is called, anywhere I am going, before me, with me, over me, all around me. I declare the mercy of the Lord in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is my portion this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I am exempted from any form of evil. In the name of Jesus, evil has no place in me. I am exempted from any form of evil of this day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, my portion this day is blessed. My heritage is blessing. In the name of Jesus, the grace of the Lord is made available unto me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me, bless the days of my life. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want you to lift up your voice and remember Nigeria in prayer. I want you to pray that the mercy of the Lord will be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our voice and we ask for mercy. Lord, we ask for mercy for Nigeria. Let your mercy speak over this nation. Let your mercy speak, O Lord, over us. Let your mercy speak, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, by your mercy, Lord, against you they have plot all this evil, and that is why we are asking, O Lord, that in your mercy you arise. Oh, you arise, O Lord, that you will turn their evil over them in the name of Jesus. Every evil plot of the enemy concerning this nation, Father, that you will cancel their plan, their counsel you will turn to foolishness in the name of Jesus. You arise and fight for the cause of the gospel in the name of Jesus. Father, you arise, O Lord, that your mercy will speak for us in the name of Jesus. Any policy, legislation that is evil, that is being put together in this nation, oh, that is against the name of the Lord, that is against the gospel of the Lord Jesus, Father, we cancel such in the name of Jesus. We claim this land for the Lord. We claim this land for the gospel of the Lord. We claim Nigeria for the Lord in the name of Jesus. The government and people, the land and all its wealth, our borders and all our resources, oh, we claim it for the Lord, that the Lord will take charge. The mercy of the Lord will walk through Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. This morning, by the grace of God, we are looking into the scripture. We are still on our anchor scripture for the month. That is the book of Psalm 23 from verse 1 to 6, but by the grace of God, we are still on verse 4 this morning. I want us to read the whole of Psalm 23 from verse 1 to verse 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Praise God. This is the word of the Lord for you this morning. I want you to go back to that verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That is where the Lord wants to speak to you from this morning. I will fear no evil. The scripture says to us about fear. If you look at the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Beloved, let me tell you this morning, God has not given you the permission to bow out your head in submission to fear. I repeat again, God has not given you the permission to bow out of situations of life in submission to fear. No, He has not given you that permission. The scripture says, for God has not given you, He has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. He has not given unto you the spirit of fear. He has not given to you the spirit of timidity. He has not given you the spirit of cowardice. No, but He has given you the Holy Spirit, the spirit of love, the spirit of courage, and that of a sound mind to be able to stand even in the face of opposition, even in the face of danger. Beloved, let me tell you this, the courage that the scripture is talking about, when the Lord spoke to Joshua that only be thou courageous. Courage is not the absence of fear. As a matter of fact, if you are praying to be bold and be courageous, it means that the only way by which you know that you are courageous, that you are bold, is when you are confronted with things that will discourage you, when you are confronted with things that will make you fearful. That is when you know that you are standing in the courage that the Lord has given to you. That is when you know that you are standing in the boldness that the Lord has given to you, even in the face of danger. They behold Peter and John and took note of something about them. They took note of the boldness by which they speak the gospel, by which they preached the gospel of the Lord Jesus, and they noticed that they have been with Jesus. That is the only spirit that can give you such boldness. That is the only source that this kind of courage can come from. The scripture says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom you cry out, Abba, Father. You have not received the spirit of bondage to fear. Fear has its own torment. Fear cripples his host. Fear takes you away from that which God has given to you as benefits. I don't want to talk much about fear this morning, but I want to speak to you that God has not given you the spirit of bondage to fear. He has not given you the permission to stay in the bondage of fear. Fear of death, fear of situation around, to remain in bondage all through the days of your life. He has not given you that permission, but He has given you the spirit of sound mind, the spirit of love, the spirit of adoption, by which you can arise and cry, Abba, Father, that by which you can speak to Him. Beloved, as you go this morning, hold this in your hand. Fear not, for the Lord is there to fight for you. The Lord is with you at all times. Fear not. This is His word for you as you go. Thus saith the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and He who formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name, that you are mine. He has redeemed you. He has called you by your name, that you are mine. You are not just anybody. You belong to God. He has given you the spirit of adoption, the spirit of sound mind, for you to be able to stand and call Abba, Father. God has not given you the permission to remain in bondage, for you to remain in fear of death, fear of sickness, fear of lack, fear of want. Oh, He has said in His word that He, the Lord God, is your shepherd. There is no reason for you to lack anything. He is the Lord that will lead you. He is the one that will make you to lie down in green pastures when others are complaining. No matter how hard and how bad it becomes, the Lord will lead you. He will lead you to where the pasture is green. He will make you to lie down beside the still water, and He will give restoration unto your soul. He will lead you in the path of righteousness. Even though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for the Lord is with you. His rod and His staff, they comfort you. Even in that shadow of death, He is leading you to where the pasture is green, and He's preparing a table before you, right in the presence of those that are threatening you, that want to make you fearful. And He is the Lord God that is saying unto you that fear not. He's saying that He's going to anoint your head with oil so much more that your cup runs over. And this is blessing for you. Goodness and mercy will follow you all through the days of your life. You will dwell in the house of the Lord. You will dwell in the presence of the Lord. The presence of the Lord will be with you. You will carry his presence all the days of your life forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, remember, fear not. The Lord is with you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Give your life to the Lord. Stand with him. He is coming. We have seen the prophecies in the scripture being fulfilled right in our days. The Lord is coming, so prepare yourself. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.